Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, because truly that is the only thing that matters in this human experience, is getting in alignment with the highest self of who you are. It's a blessing to have you guys here on the show today. Thank you very much for spending your Sunday afternoons, well, at least if you're in Pacific Standard Time. Because we broadcast all around the world, this is an internet talk radio show. You can hear us anywhere, as long as you have an internet connection. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Dave. And we have a very special show, as always, lined up for you guys today. You know, in the society that we live in, we're presented on a daily basis with constant struggle. Abraham, if you guys, as you know, we do quote a lot of Abe on here because there's just she has a really great perspective on the human experience. It's called contrast, right? So like the contrast of life is what makes you grow, you know, and nothing is good nor bad. It's all neutral. So today we're kind of going to be talking about how to shift your mind into that perspective, regardless of what's going on around you, and how to start thinking in a vibration that will allow your dreams to support you indefinitely. I'd like to welcome a very special guest to the show today. We got Brother Miles.
What up, what up?
What up, what up?
How you doing, Davey? Pleasure to be here on the show.
Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So the thing is, here on the Vibration Station, we bring on people that are inspiring. We bring on people that could say something to, you know, the world that is, it makes you think. It makes you shift your current perspective in a positive way. We all have been going through, you know, these tremendous feelings of like overwhelming transformation, like whether it's with like relationships, whether it's with financial matters, whether it's with friends, like it doesn't matter in any aspect of life. There's like everything's changing, you know, the energies that really are overwhelming this planet right now are changing. Like the frequencies of this planet are literally changing. Science is showing. If you guys just do a little research, you can see the electromagnetic waves of planet Earth is changing. And of course that affects anything that inhabits that planet. And you are an electromagnetic being. Science tells us that as well. So if that's the case, you're changing. You're going through a shift. You're feeling intense emotion in every single aspect of your life. And I'm sure that a lot of people resonate with that. If you're traditionally an angry or an upset person, you're getting like more angry and you're getting more upset. If you're traditionally a happier person, see things from a positive perspective, you're seeing things manifest in a really powerful way. Or you have lived a life that has suppressed a bunch of just, you know, old energy that you never were able to really come to terms with, and it's all coming to the surface. Like, you know, how many people do you know just randomly, like in the past like 4 years, so many people have like gotten sick, but then they've like gotten healthier, they've gotten better, and they've like awakened, they've come to this like enlightenment. Like, it's like this needs to happen, it's all good. It's just like this purging of negativity so we can allow the light to dominate the spectrum of the human body. So in regards to that, losing yourself in society is something that's almost like too easy to do. You know, Miles and I were talking earlier about the influences of society, and we're not bred for these 9-to-5. Like we're sheeps, you know, we're almost like we're in this like this matrix of, you know, people having no idea what they necessarily want to do because they've been doing what they think they have to do to make ends meet for so long that they just forgot. So you know, Miles, I want to get your perspective a little bit on like just a couple things in regards to this, because you were telling me lately how you've been in this limbo stage between having this vision, you know, of becoming this like amazing artist, and you already are an amazing artist, but what I'm saying is becoming this supported, recognized artist that gives that's like a top notch, like, you know, does art for Cartoon Network and like all these really major stations, but there's somewhat of there's a huge struggle. But I mean, you could expand a little bit more on it, but like as we were talking,
I mean, I do have to agree with what you're saying. There is like changes that are going on rapidly and at every moment, you know. And as regards to what you're saying, as with me personally, because I can only speak off experience and everything, so for the viewers listening, my name is Miles Moda, and Davey, been a close acquaintance for past many years, good man to know, one of my best friends. And
it's mutual indeed.
And we talk about struggles and how to create our visions to reality in front of us. And this is the problem that, I mean, I see with most of the people that are just living this earth, are just walking and breathing this earth, is everyone is trying to get to an objective that they have no idea what it is, what it's about.
Yes.
They don't know where they're going. People are lost. That's the basic truth of today, you know. A lot of people, I mean, some people aren't, you know, some people have goals, they know what they're motivated and driven for, but the majority of everyone is just, you know, going to the next pleasure. Everyone just wants,
it's like fulfillment, it's the next thing,
the next
to
satisfaction,
like, you know, the next thing to make you feel, to make you cover up whatever's missing,
Yeah. Why do you think so many people are drug, alcohol addicts? You know, everyone's going to the club every weekend and everything. It's everyone's, people are unfulfilled with their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I'm guilty of that too. And that's why I'm like sitting here and talking from my experience. It's, you know, I want to become a good animator. I want to become a good artist.
Well, you already are.
But I want to become the best that I can be. And then throughout living, throughout growing up in, you know, Woodland Hills, California, 30 minutes away from LA, all these things, all this culture of and people telling me what I should be, you know, my parents telling me that I should go to school, study, do all these things. And then I have a group of peers that I associate with that we're on a completely different vibration as to what we want and as to what our parents want, as to what other people around us want. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And so it creates this struggle that we just settle to be comfortable. People are scared to move on, to experience the next best thing, to push themselves. And we just become comfortable. And what is a person when they become comfortable? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's
It's
a waste of life.
Yeah.
Every day we're given a chance to breathe the new air, to see things for new, like in a new light,
right?
And to experience things in a different way, to have different feelings, to grow as a human being.
Exactly.
And if you don't, then you're just wasting your life away.
Beautifully said.
How can you live till 70 years old just doing the same thing every day and just trying to live comfortably? But that's where it's, as you're saying, everything that we see is it's a creation of other people,
right?
Like the Matrix, as we're talking about, like the film The Matrix. It's about this guy, and he realizes that what he's seeing in his life for the past 30 years isn't really what his life is about.
Right.
And apart from the science fiction aspect of it, it's how we are. Everything that you see on a day-to-day basis, did you create this? No. You are living this. This is what other people hundreds of years before have created for you to experience.
Right.
It's a game. It's essentially a game.
Right.
And what you do is up to what you choose, you know, what how you react to everything in your environment, how you're aware of everything in the environment. And that's the problem, I think, with people is the awareness.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure, dude. For sure.
And that's the that's what we're talking about. It's like, how do people become aware?
Right.
Where do we get to that awareness? And it's very difficult. Like, I'm still in the state of, I want to find awareness. I'm seeking it. It's coming slowly, but you know, it's stuck.
It's like, it's stuck. It's, you can, it's almost like the dangling carrot, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a rabbit that's like, that has like a dangling carrot.
Yes. Yes,
I mean?
Exactly.
And, I like, you know, I feel like that is one of, like, dude, that was, like, beautifully said. And you explained one of the major issues of, you know, the whole human race, bro. Like, that's a fundamental, like, brainwash, you know? Like, we've been, like, brainwashed, you know what I mean? Like, to think that there's that like there aren't these ways for us to be effortless creators, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this, just like you said, like where, how do you get that awareness, right? For people that are seeking, for people that are like on the verge, like of just like they feel something in their heart but they don't exactly know how to express it, and like they don't know quite how to put their finger on it. They don't know what it is. You know, and it's super cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. Like, you need to go inside. Like, you need to, like, look inside and, like, really see who you are as a person. And I've been learning recently that, like, detaching yourself from depending on other people and other circumstances to maintain your happiness is only a conditional state of living.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to learn how to be unconditionally happy. I'm not saying that like everyone's just like, I mean, it'd be cool if everyone like got in a big circle and was just like, dude, I love you. Like, let's co-create, let's do awesome things. And there are things like that going on, you know, like, there's a lot of new events that are being created like that to bring people together to empower themselves and empower the planet. But the thing is, like, people are so stuck up on, you know, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to provide for my family? And they don't even know how they got there in the first place. They just, you know, they thought that they were doing the right thing because everybody else around them told them that they were doing the right thing. Yeah. So they get caught up in this facade of, you know, running on the hamster wheel. You know, and that's where you lose the awareness. Where you gain the awareness is taking a step back from that and really asking yourself what brings you the most joy in this life.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And a revelation that I had about a month ago was when I woke up one morning and looked at myself in the mirror. I saw what I was wearing. I saw my facial hair, the way I looked, the way I came off to people, to my friends, to my parents. And this is all has been like created. This isn't like who I am. This me wearing a certain type of t-shirt, me driving a certain type of car, that's not who we are as people. And that's right. What people have lost. That's what it's become about. It's become about the possessions that everyone has, and I'm guilty as that of that as well. You know, it's like growing up my life, I thought that material possessions are the number one objective.
Yes.
To have a beautiful house, to have a nice car.
Same.
And that's because that's what other people told me. So when I found out through, you know,
experience,
long periods of it, like tough experiences, you know, where you, and it's, that's what comes off for everyone else. It's like that experience that you go through in your life and then you take from it and then you try to become aware and you try to change your way of living and everything.
It's so true, man. It's so true. We just, I guess my advice for today would be focus on your joy. You know, I say that almost in every single episode, but the thing is, like, you really gotta, you know, you came here with intent. You came here with intention. You came here with a purpose, and that purpose is you get to make it up. You know what I mean? Like, you really get to define what you want for yourself. But there is a higher part of you that has this ultimate excitement that's just like pulsing to you and through you. And you just got to tap into that flow. And literally that's how the creators of this planet became the creators of this planet. That's how the people that everybody idolizes become the way that they make the influential impact that they do and embody that energy is because they know that they are the creators of their reality. I just had an episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station about 4 weeks ago with Dr. Michelle, and we were talking about celebrities that were conscious and would talk about, you know, using the law of attraction to receive the things that they have asked for. And it's just so apparent that when you apply these laws, you become an empowered individual. It's just so apparent that, like, when you are embodying this energy, you literally transcend your consciousness into a greater version of yourself.
Beautifully said.
Real quick, I'm just going to transition into little Chances Are Good. I think this song was pretty in alignment with today's topic. Just kind of saying, like, no matter where you are in life, it's all good. Just focus on being happy. It'll all work out. Regardless of the struggles, know that You are being guided, and just check this song out. Chances are good.
Quick shout out to the boys in SB.
No worries, no hurries. Always gotta give a shout out to the homies.
You don't have to worry, you'll be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't, and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies. So spread your wings, spread your love, spread your heart song. Share your gifts, share your joys, come and get some. Everybody's got a little bit of magic. Go and light up this fire of passion. Still working with the laws of attraction. Still focus on the love and compassion. Someday real soon, everybody's gonna be light as balloons. And somehow, here and now, nothing gets done if it goes against the doubt. And one day in this dream, everybody's gonna chill and play at ease. And this is right now, center of the source and flow of the doubt. You don't have to worry or be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies. Feel your love, feel your dream, play at ease, please. Grant us joy, bless our health, hearts and families. Wanna walk hand in hand with the best friend, with the good for good, God gracious. Granddaddy of the Matrix greatness, G'd up like a geisha from Georgia, or a giggling gorilla. Gee whiz, hallelujah, how you doing? What you doing doesn't matter, mind over matter. Watch your mouth in front of grandmother. May I have a glass of water? Pour a little for my brother, for my sister, and all the ancestors. God blessed us and heard all the messages. You don't have to worry or be in a big hurry. Somehow, some way, these little things seem to work out. Or they don't and we die, and that's alright, cause Most High takes care of every single soul under these skies.
No worries, no hurries.
We're all here.
It's all good. It's always all good. You're always being guided. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry or be in a big hurry. Everything's going to work out. Right? Just that's really what it's all about. Everything is going to work out. Maintain that state of mind. And it has to, because you create your own reality through the vibration of your consciousness. Miles brought up a really good point. You know, he brought up, he goes, Dave, along with, you know, tapping into your excitement or whatever for inspiration, because, you know, I think that like what this show really does revolve around is how do you make that gap between, you know, feeling like I have the potential to do this, but I don't know where to start. And then how do you make that gap into starting, into actually like making it happen? And you said, like, you know, how do you get aware? How do you become aware? So you brought up a really good point. You said, you know, another way to like get aware and start fueling an excitement is to become passionate, to get inspired by something. So Miles brought up a really good point earlier where, you know, he said movies. He's like, man, he's like, you know, I want to talk about movies. And I was like, I'm down. I was like, that's great. You know, we can't just talk about movies straight, but like, no, real talk. You know, we always real talk to the people, you know, because that's what you're passionate about. No, but this goes on a deeper level. This is going on like a deeper level. He's like, you know, I want to talk about movies. And I'm like, I'm down. Let's incorporate that into, you know, into your inspiration. So it's like, he's like, yeah, I'm like, you're clearly inspired by these films. You're clearly like moved every time that, you know, we get an opportunity to hang out. You're like, dude, have you checked out this film? Have you seen this? And you'll like show me clips, and you're just like fueled, man. You're like inspired by it, and it's a beautiful thing. So tell someone, Miles, like in your experience, in your recent discovery of like, you know, being inspired by these films and taking action, and you know, like going to school to pursue this awesome dream of becoming like one of the best artists out there, you know, in the entertainment industry. Like how did that start? You know, like how I like seeing these movies, like you know, incorporate your movies.
I mean, it all started as inspiration, just as what you were saying,
right?
To transition on into this, it's growing up, always watching TV, always watching films. I was never the type of kid to go out and do much, you know. I was always the kid to hang out in my room, you know, light things on fire. Paint all over my walls, you know, just experiencing life, baby.
Definitely,
it's just
definitely.
Seeing what everything is about, what everything does, you know, like, and then seeing what not to do, basically.
Yes.
And growing up, just becoming this artist, I just saw people doing street art, you know, just on the street, just spray painters, graffiti artists, and I started following these artists, and they started getting commercial work from what they were doing on the streets.
Word.
See, people started noticing what they would do. Even if it was illegal, they still recognized that these people had a talent and that they had passion, because to go out on a wall at 3 a.m, in the middle of the ghetto, to be honest, in the hood, and very bad neighborhoods, and to draw on a wall, to spray paint on a wall, to post anything, posters or anything, takes passion. And that's what we need to find in everyone. You know what I'm saying?
As long as it's not like, and I just want to like define this for the listeners. Like, as long as it's not like tagging like your gang name, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm talking about street art.
We're talking about
in general. It's not even about the street art. This is just an example that I'm that influenced me.
No,
as the
absolutely.
But,
oh,
but
word,
as
word,
an
word,
art
word,
in
word.
General with
I'm just
musicians.
Not, I'm just
with
not
filming.
Promoting like
yeah,
gangs
yeah.
being like you, and then like they spray
yeah,
over
no,
it, and
I,
then they
no.
like put their blue paint, and then they like spray over
yeah,
that, and put
yeah,
their
yeah.
red paint.
No, we're not about that life out here. We're not about that. It's about the art.
Not yet. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man.
That's a couple hours south. That's all good. a couple minutes south. No, I'm kidding.
So, I'm just talking about finding like the passion in every one of us, and you know, me seeing not just street artists, but seeing filmmakers. You know, I used to be interested in books that I only used to read books that were banned from schools because I was interested in why they were banned from schools. And just books like The Catcher in the Rye, Lord of the Flies, all these books, you know, they're very real in their content and everything.
Right.
And I was inspired by these because, you know, these gave people a different reaction, that they were scared of the reaction. You know what I'm saying? Conservative people were frightful of these things influencing the children just within the 70s and 80s with heavy metal music, AC/DC,
yes.
Black Sabbath, Kiss. People going crazy because they thought it was promoting like devil music and all this stuff, and these things just invoked a reaction out of people, you know,
right?
Like no matter where it's coming from, it's invoking something. It's not like people are hearing the song on the radio and then it just goes away.
Right.
It's they're listening to something or they're watching a film. Or they see a drawing on the street, you know, and it gets something out of them.
Yes.
And that's what I feel is the most powerful thing to me in life, is something that unnaturally brings something out of you.
Right.
So if you see a film and then you don't think about
it's passion, dog. That's passion.
Passion. If you see a film and you go home and you don't think about it, you wasted your money. You know, the people wasted their time making that film. Yes. If you read something and you don't get anything out, if you don't talk to someone about what you read, then that's a waste of time.
Right.
That's a waste of the people who put out what they were trying to write, what they're trying to say. It's a waste of you reading it. It's a waste of whatever, however many minutes it took out of your life.
Yes.
And these are the things that inspired me to create, you know?
Yes.
It's the things that unnaturally get a reaction from human beings.
Yes.
And yeah, so that's, you know, my story.
Yeah. Something that, you know, that was just triggered within me as you were saying that is we just got to remember we're phased, yo. Like, we since birth, we've been told that things are a certain way. And we believe those people, whether it be our parents, our peers, that have been told by their parents, which have been told by their parents and their parents, generations, until there's a collective shift in the thinking, right? Just like how slavery was abolished, that's a collective shift in the thinking. Just like how women, you know, gained rights, that's a collective shift in the thinking. That's like everybody is seeing everybody else as equal and as another person that has potential, right? Now, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of hatred in the world, of course, and there's a lot of these dark energies that manifest through, you know, these terrorist groups and governments and all these different forms of just power-hungry control, just fanatics, right? But when you can see past that and you can understand that you are literally embodying the energy that creates worlds, like you are on an electromagnetic scale connected to every single atom in the universe. That's scientifically proven. You know, there's so many things to explore beyond going to work and, you know, just trying to think that you can do this. If you don't know what to do, explore quantum physics. So if you have no idea what to do, start, and I'm not saying get into the gnarly, listen to some, just type in some stuff on YouTube that resonates with what you're trying to learn. Resonates with something that just like gets you in alignment with who you are. I always say, you know, Abraham Hicks is always super good. Bashar is always super good. Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N, always super good. These are people that have just been teachers for me and taught me a lot of the things that I've learned to be true to myself. And it's funny because once I accept these things as truths, my reality immediately starts delivering them to me. So I'm seeing my alignment with this unconditional flow of energy that literally is the energy of the universe, which is love. Everything at its quantum level is love. And it's light, actually. We call it love. It's light. It's a photon particle. But that photon expression is the embodiment of love. So if we can, you know, in our struggle, in doubting ourselves, in forgetting who we are, in all these different facades of the human experience that,
it's that natural reaction, love.
Right.
It's these things that when you love a person, when you love a food, it just attracts you. It attracts your vibration, your soul, you know, to these things. It's
exactly.
A vibration.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Exactly. With that statement, I was actually inspired. I've been inspired by listening to the songs, like, and I've come up with so many thoughts. And when I heard this song, it resonated on such a deep level with me, where it made me, there's something about sound too, and sound, the frequency of music tunes your brain frequency, which therefore tunes your emotions. That's why music invokes emotion. Emotion is just a translation of vibrational frequency in your mind and your energy. And your mind is just a receiver and transmitter of energy, electromagnetic energy. You're a receiving and transmitting mechanism. So when you listen to music, especially when it, you know, it's in tune, it has words that resonate with the soul consciousness, it makes you feel a certain way. So I'm just going to play this song, and it was based off of some of these ideas. This is Alana Baraz and Gilamatis. Can I? It's really, really cool. Super awesome song.
If I told you I could give you life, would you leave the boundaries of your mind? I bet you never even knew that there's a universe inside of you. Can I take your pain and make it go away? Would you let me be your getaway? No, you never know there's a universe inside of you. Can I trust you lose your phase of being lost? I bet you never even know. I see the universe inside of you. Can I make you feel okay? Would you let me take you to a higher place? No, 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 I bet you never know. There's a universe inside of you. Can I?
There's a universe inside of you, and that's something that you should never fucking forget.
Never. Not a chance.
It's true. Like I've said, like I always say this shit because it's true. Quantum physics proves it. It's like down to the very atom. It's just all vibrating potential. It's actually everything in matter is 99.9999999% empty, hollow. There's only like 0.1% actual matter, and that matter itself is not even like solid. It's like, so it's like it's all just vibrating potential that's held together by I mean, what, how do you think your fingernails know, whatever, I'm not going to get into that shit. How do you think your fingernails know how to be a fingernail? Like, how do the cells of your nose know how to be a nose? You know, like, how does your brain, it's all perfect. It knows. It's intelligent, and it's beyond, you know, whatever. So, Miles and I were talking during the song, and I noticed he had a, it was, you know, we and this kind of involves, you know, like, passion, following your passion, and then like seeing the manifestation of someone else's passion, right? Like coming forth. So I noticed that Miles had a Supreme like water bottle. Okay. And I, just from being in the culture that I'm in, I understand that, you know, Supreme is it's like a brand that, you know, clothing and apparel and accessories that they've just marketed themselves like just in such a great way. He originally started out as this this kid from like the ghetto, just like, you know, gang banging and shit, and then like, right? No,
wait, it's what, not. Are you talking about the person who started Supreme?
Yeah, right. Like,
oh, no.
Tyler the Creator. Or whatever. Is that, I don't, is that not the?
No, Davey.
See, that's
Davey.
How. That's what I. That's like my understanding. I'm like, I have no idea whatsoever. I know he's affiliated in some way.
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought he like literally, see, dude, I don't know.
He like brought the brand to like recognition.
He brought the brand to recognition. Yeah. So he was just the influencer.
Yeah. He was just the influencer. Oh. Co-signed the brand.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's so cool though.
Well, it's like, not even about the brand, to be honest. It's like going back to that artistry in general, you know?
Word.
It's like, why do we resonate towards a certain artist so much? Or why is some artists more popular or like than others, you know? And filmmakers, because of how much of themselves they put into the product, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, so even with Supreme, you know, we're talking about this brand, like this water bottle costs what? Like, cost me $35.
Right.
And online, it's a clean canteen water bottle that goes for $16 on Amazon.
Right.
With like shipping and everything.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I was like, should I buy a regular water bottle? Or should I buy a Supreme water bottle? And I go buy the Supreme water bottle and I find out the next day that they're selling for double the price.
Wow.
On eBay and forums and different consignment stores.
Wow.
And so they've essentially created such a strong brand that people just buy whatever they put out to double their money.
Right.
It's because they believed in that artistry so much.
Yes.
In their marketing. Yes. This simple red label. And that's what the most successful music or anything comes from. It's when the artists actually, you know, believe in themselves and they market themselves so well that other people are, you know, believe in that, you know?
Right.
It's all about believing in that. And, you know, it's brands and everything in general. It's names behind everything. You know, I had Kanye West Adidas shoes that I won December time. Kanye West released a collaboration shoe with Adidas, and I had to actually put my name for a raffle because usually stores, they let people line up,
right?
And it's first come, first serve, but
it's like limited edition.
Yeah, it's
like
limited edition. Each store gets maybe 30 pairs and only a few stores in the region get it, so not everyone can get them, and they didn't allow people to line up for the shoes in advance because they knew it'd be a riot. Like, people go crazy over like a name, and that's like what it's like. That's the crazy thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye West, he's built himself over these 20 years putting out music after just hit after hit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he releases a shoe, no matter if people like it or not.
Of course.
Because of the name put behind it, I bought the shoe for $200. I sold it to a consignment store for $700. And that was the cheapest. I could have, if I sold that myself, I would have probably made maybe like $200 more if I waited a little bit more, but still. And the shoe, made in China.
Right.
It's two pieces of shoe. And for people listening out there that are not like aware of like this culture and everything, it's kind of become ridiculous where all these brands, they're putting out clothing and people are just eating it up and buying it and then reselling it for thousands of dollars.
It's becoming a commodity trade. There's like a stock, there's like a there's like a clothing industry stock trade.
It's like, become jobs. No, like people in
it
New
is
York
commodity, dude.
In LA, they created jobs by selling Supreme.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a documentary on it that Complex, the website, they put out. It's a 4-part documentary called like Reselling Supreme, you know.
Wow.
And they interview all these different people that are literally making a living and supporting their kids and their family just by standing in line for 2-3 days before the item that they want releases. And you know, that's really like crazy to me, you know.
Wow.
That this brand, and it's the only brand that has built up a following that like that into the streetwear department, you know.
Right.
We've had brands like Diamond Supply Co, the Hundreds, you know. And actually PacSun just went bankrupt. It's
no
actually a good
way.
Good thing to talk about. PacSun, going back to growing up, I was influenced by Vans, you know, Volcom,
of course,
Billabong, Quiksilver, all those, all these surf brands growing up in California, you know.
Right.
Like, we wanted to be, like, the cool, like, you know, surfer.
Like skater,
like, surfer. Skater, surfer, like blonde.
Got my crew
hair.
Jeans.
Yeah, yeah, I got my crew tight, really tight jeans.
Yeah.
Like, can't even, like, move in these, but it's cool, you know. And oversized, like, just any, like, shirts, you know, like, oversized skateboarding company shirts. And it all kind of comes from there and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like,
yeah, dude, no, without a doubt, completely. And just to circle back, you know, I think that these people, the owners of these companies, the influencers of these companies, whether you own the company or whether you have gotten to a point where you can bring a company to a multi-million dollar annual revenue status, then you're doing something right.
It's about changing. It's about changes too. So
yes,
what I actually didn't touch up on, so was, you know, growing up, this PacSun was a huge store, a huge retailer, and they're very influential for everyone and everything. And then people got their style from that. And then over the years, just how you're saying, every day vibrations are changing in the planet, you know. Over the years, the trends have become different, and then this store that once people were always shopping at and getting all their trends from has died out and has become bankrupt.
Yes.
And, you know,
it's a metaphor almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it is.
Like metaphorical.
Yeah. Dude,
yeah, dude.
It's everything. I mean, these things that, you know, are mass produced and just die out,
it's
you know?
It's true, bro.
Nike's becoming losing. Adidas starting to make more money than Nike, all this stuff, you know.
And it's all because the, you know, the people that are controlling who's marketing the company or the people that are marketing these major companies have just learned where the trends of the collective energy are shifting to, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, it's just a wave. It's this constant wave of energy. So in transit of, yeah, say one last
thing. All right. One last thing. It's been a pleasure coming out. Thank you, Davey.
Dude, I love you.
I love you,
Miles.
Too,
you're the best, bro. It's
this
all
guy.
Good.
And just to the viewers, you know, one quick advice from Toos.
Yes.
Don't go out to clubs. Don't go to bars. Don't drink.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, keep it real with yourself. Don't abuse, you know, what you've been given. Don't abuse this life, basically. And be aware of everything that's going on around you at all times, you know. Watch your back.
That's
all I
awesome.
Say.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, we got Toos. That's really some powerful stuff, brother. And I want to thank you.
Watch a dope movie.
Watch a dope movie. Get inspired. Get inspired. Move into a higher move into a higher vibration and just get yourself on the path that you've always known that you deserve to experience. All right. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at Good Vibe Station. I want to give a shout out to today's sponsor, GlowSoulWear.com. Wear your vibration. High vibrational sacred geometry clothing to always raise your vibration. As always, I'm your host, Davey, and this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I love you with all of my heart, and I want to give you one last piece of advice. I'm going to say this at the end of every show now because it's the best line I've heard. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. Have a blessed week. Peace.